96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Here are some money facts for you. In 2015, 6 million conventional home loans were made, and despite attempts to negotiate a car deal, minorities end up paying more than their white consumers. And by the way, of those 6 million conventional home loans, less than 3% were black homeowners. What's going on with our money, and how do we manage it? Well, joining me to talk about this are two representatives from the Center for Responsible Lending. Courtney Robinson is policy counsel for the center, and Ashley Harrington is special assistant to the president for the center. Lines are open. We're talking about your money tonight at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Courtney, Ashley, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about this money situation. I'll direct this first question to you, Courtney.
Okay.
Why do black folks have such difficulty with money?
Ooh, that's a lot.
Directed that to her.
Well, you know, I think it's a combination of historical inequity. You know, a lot of people say pick up your bootstraps and you need to do this and do that and don't spend your money this way or that way. But you cannot lecture or teach historical disadvantages. So now what we are seeing is the continued manifestation of discrimination that's happened through redlining, through disparate lending practices, all kinds of things that continue to affect our community today, even after the recession.
Mm-hmm. Is it always all racism, though?
Oh, I don't think anything's always all racism. Of course, their personal accountability is, you know, a thing that people like to throw around, I think, especially from the industry side. But again, black people still are not getting the loans at the same rates as their white counterparts. Even when you take into account government backed loans, like when you think of Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, we're still not getting that money. And so it's an issue that is not just based on consumer spending habits.
Mm-hmm. What is it, Ashley, that you believe, black people that are applying for loans, you know, particularly let's talk about homeowner loans. Where are they falling down? What kind of mistakes are they making, and what kind of roadblocks are being thrown at them that prevent them from getting the best kinds of loans?
I think a lot of it is knowing your options. So I think, you know, there are a lot of different options out there available now for people who are credit worthy, and there are a lot of people who are credit worthy and don't know it, right? So for a long time, people thought, you know, you just had the FHA home loans, and that was the option for people who had a little bit lower credit scores, things like that, and those historically more black and brown people, because you had to do 3% down payment, and all those good things is government backed. But there are other options available like that now. So Fannie and Freddie both offer options where you can put 3% down now. And so those are still called conventional loans. Those are not FHA home loans, and they end up being cheaper than FHA loans because FHA loans have mortgage insurance premiums for the life of the loan. So people don't know their options. I think they need to look into more options. I think they need to know what's on their credit score and on their credit report. People aren't looking at that enough. They're not disputing that enough, because half the time on your credit report, there are things on there that are not true, and you can dispute them, but people don't take those steps because they never looked at their credit report to begin with.
Mm-hmm. You're nodding your head, Courtney.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, there a lot of the things that are used in determining credit worthiness, and, you know, when Ashley talked about your credit score, I mean, if you're not pulling your credit report and you don't know what's on there, an entity could be trying to collect a debt that you don't even owe. I mean, there could be something on your credit report that's so old that technically it should have fallen off, or, you know, you just have to keep track of what's going on there, because even the indicators that are used to determine credit worthiness are rooted in being able to get traditional credit, like, you know, a credit card, a car loan, things like that.
And on that particular note, when you're talking about checking one's credit, there was a time when you had to, apply to get your credit report. And if you checked it more than once or twice, a year that it would ding your credit report. But now with, you know, in this information age, you can do it all the time.
That's absolutely not the case. You can look at your credit score, and you should look at your credit score. There are a number of sites out there that are free. I think most of the credit bureaus have to give you your credit report, I think, once a month.
Yeah.
Once a month, you can request your credit report from any of the credit bureaus, and they have to give it to you for free. Now, I say credit report doesn't necessarily have to have your credit score on it,
right,
but they do have to give you your credit report. There's also a number of banking options that are now giving you your credit score every month for free as well. So I know Bank of America is doing it, Chase, Citibank. So if you have options like that with them, that's another way to look at your credit report. But there's all these different ways that are available that it's not as hard. It does not ding your credit when you look at your own credit. And so you should know your credit report better than anyone else.
How about
the same
that?
Way you can recite your Social Security number, you should know what's going to show up on your credit report.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get my daughter to remember her. that's another show. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about your money tonight, what you need to know about home loans, student loans before you sign on the dotted line. We're taking your phone calls again. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Joe, calling from Columbia. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was wondering, a first-time homeowner, I've done the counseling and first-time homeowner's workshop, and I know that I'll need to use an IRA from a previous job that's part of a down payment. Can you tell me what's the best way to do that and what should I be aware of?
Yeah, you can absolutely do that. So using an IRA towards your mortgage, I think, is kind of a smart way to do it at times, because both of them are long-term investments. So it's not that bad to take money from your IRA and put it towards a home mortgage. The IRS allows you to do up to $10,000 towards a mortgage payment during a calendar year, towards down payment cost. And then I think you just request that money, and then you're going to, later on when it's time to file your taxes, you'll get a form from your IRA saying that you withdrew it early, and then you would have to note that in your tax form so that they won't charge you that additional 10% penalty.
Okay. Joe?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Is there a time frame on having to pay that back, or does that get rolled into my mortgage?
When you take it out to use towards a down payment, you don't have to pay it back.
Okay, great. Okay, and last question, I'm sorry. How would I go about choosing a lender? I know I should apply to two or three, but any tips on in terms of picking a lender?
I mean, I think you go to two or three, you see who's offering you the best interest rates, but beyond that, you see who seems the most knowledgeable, who knows about a lot of different programs, who's really looking at your situation. Just as a personal side note, I recently bought a house and I tried a number of different lenders, and I ended up going with the one who, like I said, knew the most about the different program options, because they knew about Fannie Mae, Home Start, and Freddie Mac Home Ready, and all these other programs that would still allow me to get a conventional loan, but still put down a lower down payment than the traditional 20%. So look at different lenders and see who knows their stuff and who works with you the best and who is giving you those interest rates, and explain. And then, you know, you can shop around. If you get a lower interest rate from another company, go back and say, well, I'm getting this interest rate here, and just see what happens.
Absolutely.
That's Joe, thank you so much. And that's the thing that I was about to ask you, Ashley, when you went through the process, did you negotiate your mortgage loan?
You can absolutely do that. I negotiated parts of the mortgage loan. I still didn't get the quite interest rate that I wanted. You can also
Was it because you were black? That's what we're talking about here. And all jokes aside, that's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, as an educated consumer who is aware of, you know, some of the statistics, you know, that we've been talking about here, was that something that crossed your mind? Did it give you pause when you were thinking about issues such as, am I going to get the best rate? Mm-hmm. Is redlining an issue? And how did you address those issues?
I think you always have to think about that. I don't think so. In my case, I actually think the reason why I got the rate that I got is because I happen to have a lot of student loan debt, and that actually is going to affect the mortgage products you can get, the interest you can get, because all that goes into your credit worthiness and your risk and all those things like that. So you have to look at your whole picture. And I think, you know, there's some loans I didn't even qualify for because they looked at my student loans in a different way. So I couldn't even go through the Fannie Mae program because under the mortgage rules, you know, you have to be 45% debt to income. And the way they look at student loan payments, I wouldn't have been under that, whereas Freddie Mac, I would. So I think mine was more so to do with that, but it is definitely a concern, and that's why you shop around.
Look at CDFIs.
Look at
CDFI.
Community Development Financial Institutions.
What does that mean?
Those are banks, yeah, credit unions. Those are banks that, in their mission, have to serve the community that you are in. So, I mean, you think back to the days of, you know, mom and pop bankers, and people were manually underwriting loans because they knew you. I mean, it's you know, not don't do that anymore. But same kind of idea. You know, they're in the community. They know how to serve the community, and they will be looking to serve you differently.
And they also have a variety of products that were also that are also most of the time aimed at people who the bigger banks and traditional programs are not always looking at, and to really trying to be an economic development, a community development vehicle.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about your money, specifically loans, home loans, and student loans. We're going to get to student loans in a bit, but if you have a question or comment, give us a call. Again, 202-319-7810. Also, if you're looking for resources related to this conversation, you can go online at responsiblelending.org. That is the website for the Center for Responsible Lending here in D.C. Let's go to Donna. Donna calling from D.C. Donna, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Donna, are you there? Donna, give me a call back when you have a chance. Let's go to Lennox calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling, Lennox. What's on your mind?
Hi, Harold.
Hey, how are you?
I love this topic. I love talking about money. I think that one of the things that the ladies should really talk about, however, is that how people get their education specifically as it relates to money.
You mean financial literacy?
Yeah, I mean, how do you learn about, how do most people learn about money? From their parents. So
yeah,
what happens if your parents don't know how to use money? If they only on a cash basis, or all they ever do is use credit cards, that's how you're going to see learning how to spend money. And therefore, you're going to have a whole lot of pain when it comes to trying to get that sort of thing later on. How do we go about getting people to understand and get those fiscal life lessons out there such that they can get better?
Well, let's talk about those that are now adults and didn't get that information now. What can they do to learn more about how to handle their money, Courtney?
Well, I mean, you know, it's easy to say. The first thing I think about is, you know, our website,
right. Okay.
responsiblelending.org. I mean, we have a number of resources that help people with financial literacy. But I think, you know, harping on what you said as adults, I think, you know, there comes a point where you do have to empower yourself. You do have to find that information yourself. I mean, we all have our phones out on the table. You know, Google is in our pockets. We have the whole world in our pockets. I'll also say that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They're a new agency, relatively new in terms of federal agencies. They have a wealth of information about financial literacy. They help with financial enforcement. So you'll know if there's a bad actor out there doing something, someone you probably shouldn't take your business to. And like Ashley mentioned earlier, even just little things like pulling your own credit report, being cognizant of the money you're spending. And there are a lot more.
Yeah, and
how do you know that you're getting, you know, the right information? Because there are still so many people in underserved communities that are unbanked, that are using payday loans, that are afraid to even walk into a bank because they're not at the point of even living paycheck to paycheck. They are living, you know, paycheck to the next week before the paycheck comes. So how do you know you're getting the right information?
Don't get a payday loan.
Don't get a payday loan. I think that's why these two websites are great places to start. we stand by our information that we have on our website. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has a wealth of information. I can't say it enough, and they make it easy to access and easy to get. I think we also need to do a better job of educating our youth about financial literacy and just doing different financial literacy programs in our community. And I know the CFPB, we can't talk about it enough. We love the CFPB. They do community outreach. They will come do sessions on financial literacy and different community places and talk to people about that. So I think, you know, you can trust the information on our website. You can trust the information at the CFPB website. They have reports. They have information. They have little calculators that will help you calculate different student loan options, help you calculate different mortgage options. They have a number of tools that are available. And I also wanted to say one thing. The gentleman who just called, he made a great point about how we learn about credit usage and credit cards and how we don't want to go to the extreme of using credit cards for everything. But you also don't want to go to the other extreme of not getting credit at all and not having any credit cards, because that is what your credit report and your credit score are going to be based on, is having some type of credit or revolving account. So no, don't go to the extreme of using credit card for everything, but we also don't want to not have any cards.
Good point. I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation about your money, about loans. We're going to talk about when's the best time to get a mortgage. We're also going to talk about payday loans, what are they, and why the ladies are suggesting that they are not a good idea. And, of course, student loans as well. Talking about your money, lines are still open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. John in Maryland, Joe in D.C., Felicia in Maryland. Stay with us. You will be able to hear the program. Please do not hang up. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a moment.